Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Tarot International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Tarot.com.
55 degrees, cloudy skies in the capital city. Look for a low tonight of about 43 or so. Tomorrow, wetness does return. Look for a high of 51 and rain. However, on Friday, they say it might get up to 60 degrees, and that sun might just poke itself out of the clouds. We shall see. Today, the Iowa State Education Association filed suit challenging the new Iowa collective bargaining law that was passed quickly and quickly signed by Governor Branstad. With us on our newsmaker line is the president of the State Teachers Union, Tammy Woro. Welcome to the Business News Hour. Glad you could carve out some time from a very busy day.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's set this up a bit. ISEA represents, from what I understand, roughly 34,000 educators in Iowa. And judging from what we watched during the debate on the new collective bargaining bill, ISEA and other groups were not pleased with the deliberation, which changed, what, over four decades of precedent here in the state? Would that be correct?
That's correct. Very quickly, that law that had worked well for 40 years was changed, and we were never a part of the conversation prior to it, and we are working hard to help fix it.
To fix it, it sounds as though that you've gone to court on this, and central to your complaint is something that you believe this law has violated the Iowa Constitution in kind of a significant manner. Can you spell that out for us?
Correct. One of the remedies that we're looking at is we filed our lawsuit today, and we believe that this law creates two classes of public sector employees, and we think that that is directly against the Iowa Constitution.
And that's in something called the Uniformity Clause, isn't it?
Correct.
Okay. All right. So how has the law changed public service employees, making some different than others?
Well, it has created an area where if you work in a safety group, or 30% of your members are in some type of a safety, and they've defined it, organization, then you get to talk about insurance for your family, professional development for yourself, your evaluation system, all those things you get to talk about. But the rest of us, teachers, snowplow drivers, we don't get to have those conversations, and even if we do talk about it, it certainly can't be put into a written agreement that's binding.
So that does differentiate two different classes of workers, correct?
Correct.
You also object to the law disallowing something called payroll deduction as a means of paying dues. How does that impact your members?
Well, you know, really it's a choice that employers have allowed us to pay our dues out of our paycheck for years, just like we pay our United Way, we pay to foundations, we have other things drawn out, other organizations are allowed to draw dues, deduct out, but this law states specifically that our organization is not able to do that.
With us on our newsmaker line is the president of ISEA, Tammy Woro. Well, and then there's this interesting change in what it means to vote. Now, I was captivated by this section of your challenge when it comes to certifying representation in a union. And it makes an absent vote, if somebody can't vote or is sick or can't make the polling opportunity, that counts as a no vote. Am I reading that correctly?
You are. this one is really fascinating to me as well. And just, I think if people really understand how unfair that is, it's clear there's no other vote that we have, whether it's for an elected official or a bond issue, that if you don't go to the poll, the government's going to vote for you and they're going to say no.
Interesting. So with a voter turnout here in Iowa of about 37%, nobody would get elected.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Absolutely correct.
Incredible. We suspect you believe other labor groups are going to join you in your suit with an amicus brief, or at least joining the suit in total. What do you think?
Sure. We know AFSCME has already filed, and we're very supportive of their suit. This is ours, and we're sure others will be coming in different ways. There is a lot to this law that is, quite frankly, a mess. And unfortunately, it's going to have to be taken into court to get some of it settled. So I'm sure we'll see other things coming out in the future.
One of the things that came up today, today is Equal Pay Day is what they call it. Equal Pay Day is means that women in the United States need to work 1 year, 3 months, and 4 days to equal the pay of a male. Now, this isn't relative to the suit, but I think it maybe has a little bit of bearing here. Of the 34,000 people that you represent, how many do you know? How many are women versus men?
I am just so glad you brought that up, because while that is ironic that today is the day, it really does have basis in here. We know that over 75% of our members are women in ISEA. Hmm. And originally, what our union did was to make sure that women actually got paid the same as men. It wasn't that long ago that there was something called head of household. So a male head of household made more, $300 to $400 more than a female, even if she was head of household.
Huh.
So it absolutely is part of the underpinning of what this law was put in place for.
You know, one of the issues that we've been asked about, Tammy, over the course of this legislative session has been the fact that teachers in Iowa are not allowed by law to strike. One of the things, when we look back on this, wasn't that part of this longstanding agreement that led to the collective bargaining law of 40 years ago?
You're right. And Mike, I think you've done more research than many legislators I've talked to. You're right. One of the grand bargains when Chapter 20 was written 40 years ago was that public safety, public workers that were important to our communities would not go on strike, because we know that's not good for the good of the whole. So that is one piece of the law they kept in here, that they kept solid, and it was based on a teacher strike in Keokuk, and a kindergarten teacher was put in jail. She was their chief negotiator and was actually fighting for the fact that she should be paid as much as a male high school teacher in Keokuk. And there was a story of a state trooper that had to take her to jail, and he said it was the worst night of his life on that evening. And they settled the lawsuit. They settled the strike while she was in jail. And after that, it was written into the law.
So it was a bipartisan agreement at the time.
It certainly was. Yeah. And in fact, at the time, Republicans controlled the governorship and both the Senate and the House.
Sounds familiar. So follow up on that, though. If your suit is struck down, would at any time, you think, ISEA be willing to challenge the law and call for a general strike?
You know, we know that a strike is not good for anyone. It's not good for members. It's not good for children. We would have to look at so many different aspects before we would look at going on strike. And that would be locals that would have those conversations, mm-hmm. who are dealing with local contract issues. And to say that a local wouldn't make that decision, it might get so egregious that they would have to do something like that. I know already that there are places who are losing insurance and who are actually looking at cut in pay in some of the contract negotiations that are happening now. So I just hope this opens people's eyes and they start seeing the importance of working together and having conversations.
I want to thank you for your time, Tammy Worrow. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Tammy Worrow, ladies and gentlemen, the president of the Iowa State Education Association, on the lawsuit filed today challenging the new Iowa collective bargaining law. When we come back, we'll be joined by our friend Carolyn Jennison and Ron Berg from Prelude Behavioral Sciences. We're talking about alcohol awareness and Iowa businesses. That's next here on the Business News Hour.